the issue of being a believer. Again, 2 Peter must be understood. And the reason, purpose, and intent for which it is written, and apart from the doctrinal instruction, obviously, to address the infiltration of false teachers within the church. These false teachers obviously have distorted what it means to be spiritually adjusted or to be a spiritual Christian in this respect. And now here, and Peter set up the epistle with it provided his polemic, his argument, apologetics, if you will. He established a theme in regards to verses 3 and 4 that gives us basic parameters of which he draws his argument upon from. And now he denotes here in verses 5 through 7 the 8 virtues necessary for the Christian way of life, the process by which spirituality is executed and occurs appropriately with respect to God and His plan. So we have here again 8 virtues necessary for the Christian way of life. Some refer to it as 7 virtues, as they will bypass the aspect of faith as a virtue. Myself, I've included it in there for reasons which hopefully you'll see. Now, I've revised this a little bit to bring out more clear the Greek and the force of what Peter is stating. It begins now in verse 5. After establishing his thesis in verses 3 and 4. Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence. You have the conjunction de, now, de. For this very reason. For this very reason is the emphatic use of the pronoun autos, A-U-T-O-S, plus the near demonstrative pronoun houtos, H-O-U-T-O-S. For this very reason, for this same thing, this very purpose, the construction auto tuto, which is our construction, is used 9 times. Romans 9:17, 13:6, 2 Corinthians 5:5, 7:11, Galatians 2:10, Ephesians 6:22, Philippians 1:6, and Colossians 4:8. And we'll have a chance to look at some of those. It's always translated similarly when you have this combination, is what we have here. For this very reason, also, then you had the adjunctive use of the conjunction chi, which is actually at the beginning of the sentence. The de is a post-positive conjunction. That means it follows in the word sequence, K-A-I. Literally in the Greek, now also, if you will, is how you would translate it, for this very reason. Applying all diligence. Applying here is the circumstantial participle aorist active of the verb paris pharo, p-a-r-e-i-s-p-h-e-r-o. That means to bring in beside. Applying on your part. It's a hapax only used here in Peter's writings. Applying all diligence. That's followed with the adjective pos, all, P-A-S. Then our noun for diligence here is spude, S-P-O-U-B-E. It means exertion, diligence, zeal, earnestness, when used in a metaphoric or figurative way, as it is here. It's used 12 times. And then he begins the list of virtues as they're set out in, if you will, sets of two as couples. By your faith, supply moral excellence. Then by moral excellence, knowledge. I've made each of the prepositions in here as instrumental, as it follows the force that Peter has been using grammatically in regards to the prepositions so far in the epistle. Rather than in the sphere of, as the New American Standard translates, it's by this. He is pointing out the Christian way of life. See, So the better translation here is by your faith, supply moral excellence. You have the preposition in, again, the instrumental. And then we had the pronoun sue in, with respect to the first virtue here, faith. S-U, by your faith. faith is the noun in the instrumental case with the definite article, the faith, hey, pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. Supply moral excellence. You had the verb supply here. It's the imperative, aorist active. This actually precedes the list in the Greek sense. But I put this out so it's easier to follow in the English. You have the verb epikoregeo, E-P-I-C-H-O-R-E-G-E-O. Means supply or provide. It's used five times. And what they are to provide by faith, supply, moral excellence. Moral excellence is the noun here in the accusative case. So you have instrumental case with the first noun, then the second noun is the accusative case, and that's the way it's set up throughout all of these sets of virtues. The object of the action of the previous noun is found then in moral excellence. Moral excellence is hey, arete, A-R-E-T-E. Arete, might be a better way to pronounce it. We saw this verb in 1:3 in regards to Jesus Christ, who called us by his own glory and excellence, his moral virtue, plus R. by your faith, supply moral excellence. Then, by moral excellence, knowledge. After the first two sets, then you have the conjunction de that will be inserted in between each of the sets. And I'll explain why I'm going with then there in these cases, de in the notes. Then and. Then the same construct, by moral excellence, knowledge. Preposition in the instrumental with our noun, same noun, hey, arete, arete, moral excellence. Then our next virtue in the list, in the accusative case, is knowledge. And you have the definite article with the noun here for knowledge is simply gnosis, G-N-O-S-I-S. Rather than epinosis in the list here, the simplified form of gnosis. All right, well, let's go ahead and take our break and get back into the second session.